Welcome to Vikings Connected, the show for you, the fans. I'm former linebacker Ben Lieber, alongside Aaron Newberg. I hope you guys enjoyed last week's show as much as we did. I think we had a great time, and I want to say thank you for all the tweets, the predictions, the opinions, the videos, the pictures, everything. It was great. Please keep them coming, because remember, this is a show for you, the fans, and the Vikings.
And we have a lot to talk and tweet about, especially after last Sunday's season opening win. And of course, this Sunday, we're taking on the New England Patriots in our home opener. It's going to be an exciting week. We have Eric Stolhansky here for an interview. You know him from movies such as Super Troopers and Beer Fest. And we're also going to check in with fan favorite, Mr. Cordero Patterson, and see what he's been up to off of the field. So Ben, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's get connected.
All right, this is part of the show where we actually get your fan reaction to last week's win. So I think we have some golden ones here.
We sure do. It's my favorite part of the show. And this is my favorite tweet of the week. This is from Sheila. Sheila says, "At Josh Jamel, enjoyed you on Vikings Connected. Didn't we all? With the win, you have to become a regular. Keep the momentum going. Sheila, you, me, petition. Thank you, girl." Love that one.
I think he'd actually be willing to do that, to be honest with you.
Don't make promises.
I mean, he's such a big fan. No, seriously, I think he could probably make it a regular.
Well, you're the one with the in. Listen.
You're the one that knows Fergie.
We're so tight.
Yeah. All right, we're going to check out Mr. Ramos from New Jersey. He just says Skol. That's it. Very simple. But you know what? He looks like the least excited Viking fan ever.
It's a simple man. That's how he gets excited. That's all right.
My goodness. I appreciate
it. As long as you're cheering for him.
He doesn't look like he has an exclamation point in his body.
Skol. All right. The next one coming from Troy. Every 4-0 preseason the Vikings have had, results are 11 or more wins thus far. I like our odds. I do too. Those are great odds to have. That's why I'm saying it's a winning season. 16-0.
Well, 16 is a lot more than what he's given us credit for.
Right.
All right, so let's get into this week's game. After week one performance in St. Louis, how do you think the Vikings will fare against the New England Patriots, who, by the way, lost?
That's right.
The Dolphins, which was a big upset last week.
Yes.
So can the Vikings beat the Patriots at the bank?
Well, of course, at home.
Yes.
Patriots haven't won a regular season game yet. We're undefeated.
I mean, you're the expert. It's not like they have a very good quarterback or anything.
Right. And he's not cute.
No, and you're more concerned about Giselle. She's going to come.
Listen, I'm all here for the fans, okay? She's a fan. I got to keep my eyes and ears open.
Well, you know, she was at the last couple Super Bowls that they lost, so
yeah,
maybe
exactly.
She actually is kind of bad luck.
Yeah. Hey, Vikings?
Yeah, I wanted to point out some really cool stuff on Vikings.com. What do you think happens when a player scores a touchdown? And they have some great reaction when Cordero had that big long run where he took that toss and took it to the house. I thought it's great. I mean, it's part of the game where people don't realize that there's a lot going on the bench.
Right.
And that's kind of the missing part of the game. And our cameras were there to catch it, so you have to check this out.
Hey, I told you, for the game, for the team. They expect to see great. Your ass is great. Let's keep playing.
You want Gatorade? You want some lemonade?
I really like the behind-the-scenes stuff. Vikings.com has really great video. My favorite is after the game when owner Ziggy Wolf presents Coach Zimmer with the game ball to congratulate him on his first win as head coach.
Zim, on behalf of this entire Viking team, it's a pleasure to present you the game ball for your first win.
So last week we unveiled the Golden Nacho Award. It's basically just a weekly award that I give away. It could be funny, it could be whatever. I mean, last week, Matt Khalil won for his version of the Ice Bucket Challenge where he took one right in the face. So he won the first ever award, so congrats to Matt. Well, this week, we're going to talk about tough guys. Tough guys in the NFL. I'd like to think that some of us are kind of tough. I wasn't, but there are other guys that are tough.
A few.
So you have to check out this week. Spencer Lanning, punter, Cleveland Browns.
Okay.
Check out what happens when he tries to make a tackle on Pittsburgh's Antonio Brown.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh!
Boom.
No.
This might go down.
Is he alive?
Well, he is alive because he actually tweeted, had some humor about himself as he took 12 studs right in the teeth. So he had a tweet at the end of the game where he kind of made fun of himself. He was kind of like, wait for it. And yes, I mean, punters are not known as great tacklers.
That's like someone coming after me.
But what Antonio doesn't realize is that he just mistimed his jump. I think there's a lot of people that are like, did he do that on purpose?
Right, because I kind of thought that.
He did, but it's because he jumped from like 18 feet away and then realized he was going to come down on top of the guy. So you just had to get out of my way.
Oh, my gosh. So that's serious tough guy moment right there.
Serious tough guy. Yeah. And we'll have two others later in the show. And then at the end of the show, we'll vote. Who's the tough guy in the NFL this week? Still to come here on Vikings Connected, I'll preview the Patriots. Plus, it's our weekly appearance by Flash, Cordero Patterson. But up next, we're joined by Hollywood star and Twin Cities native Eric Stolhansky. So stay tuned.
Vikings Connected is presented by Microsoft Surface, the official tablet of the Minnesota Vikings.